This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is KJ Live with Chris Johnson. And Chris is having conversations with influencers in the sports world and entertainment industry. Now here's Chris Johnson.
You're now tuned in to KJ Live. Today's guest on the show is a play-by-play announcer, studio host, and feature producer reporter. She has broadcast games for Fox Sports, FS1, ESPN, Turner Sports, CBS, and the SEC Network, just to name a few. She's a trailblazer in the field of broadcasting, and in 2021, she was named the first full-time female play-by-play announcer in the NBA by the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's welcome in Lisa Byington into the building. Lisa, how are you?
Good. Chris, I hear a little bit of your dad in your voice. That's a compliment too. You know,
thank
the inflection, the pauses, the pace of your speech. I love it. I feel like I'm talking to a younger MJ.
Well, yeah. Which, by the way, I always wanted to ask one of his partners, how is it working with my dad? Shout out to my dad. He hooked this up. So we got to talk about Marcus for a second. How is it working with my dad, Lisa?
I love it. You know, he's part Hollywood, part Hall of Famer. I always feel like he should go into the Hall of Fame eventually. NBA people, take note, please. You know, that's another podcast for another day. But, you know, Marcus Johnson provides what I call is very unique in an analyst, you know, in whatever sport you're doing. You know, a lot of people are either heavy on the X's and O's or heavy on the entertainment. And there are very few that can bounce between both, you know, and teach the game and be heavy on the X's and O's, but also be fun and entertaining. Mm-hmm. And Marcus Johnson is the unique individual that can navigate through both worlds And he and I consider myself a basketball person. I played in college and watched it my whole life. My dad was my high school coach. So it's not like I know everything about basketball, but when you grow up playing and watching the sport, you know, you notice things beyond the obvious. And he has just a level of observations that even teaches the basketball person stuff about basketball. So yeah, I love
to call my dad your favorite basketball player's favorite basketball player. I heard you talk about your love for Michael Jordan growing up. And yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but Michael Jordan
MJ had MJ's poster.
That's my claim to fame. Your favorite basketball player's favorite basketball player. That's my dad. But talking about your beginnings, the foundation for you, you turned into this amazing broadcaster, but you have an athletic background. I kind of wanted to touch on that and just get an understanding of when, you know, what sports did you play and what got you into athletics so heavy?
You know, I love it. The fact that my mom and dad, they weren't the parents, Chris, who made me specialize. I think too many, you know, kids growing up these days now, like they just specialize in the one sport. And thankfully, I didn't grow up in a household that was like that. So you asked what sports I played, and it was everything from swimming to tennis to soccer to basketball to softball. They even had me do some dance and gymnastics, you know. And so what they did is they let me, as I got older, then Lisa got to choose what she wanted to do, you know. So I gravitated more towards basketball and soccer. Mm-hmm. And that's what I eventually played in high school. And that's eventually what I played at Northwestern University. I was 4 years of basketball and 2 years of soccer. But the fact that they let me experience a lot of things, and then on top of that, the fact that they let me choose is really, really valuable, I think, to my growth and just the versatility. I still, to this day, like to do a little bit of everything.
Were you a PG?
You know, I joke with non-basketball people, so that would not be you, but I try to joke with people that I was a five, that I was a center and had mad hops. But if you've seen me in person, you know, I was listed at 5'6". I'm probably more like 5'4", 5'5" now, but... So being a center is a little bit of a stretch. So yes, I was a point guard.
Okay. And I played center, believe it or not. I'm only 6'5", but I got signed to UCLA as a center, 6'5", 275 pound center. So I understand what that's like. And then in soccer, you were a striker or center mid or?
Yeah, I was the prima donna forward. I was just like, send me to the corner flag. I'm going to chase it down. I want all the glory, all the goals.
No, I feel you. I feel you.
So that's what I was in soccer.
Yeah, I always wanted to play soccer. I just wasn't quite fast enough to do it. I loved the game. I loved to watch it. Spent some time in Italy with my dad, kind of fell in love with soccer and that whole culture over there. While you were at Northwestern, was that when you first, which is a renowned school for broadcasting and journalism, was that when you first got the bug to be in front of the camera or a broadcast journalist?
Well, I always thought I was going to be playing sports for the rest of my life. You know, I had this notion that I was good enough. I was going to play professionally and find something, you know. But I realized actually in college that I became the backup point guard for my team. So I realized that I probably wasn't going to be able to play sports for the rest of my life. So I started to kind of look at real people jobs and realizing I didn't want the real people job that had to sit at the desk in the corner office and stare at a computer all the time. If I was going to stare at a computer, I wanted to be like prepping for sports. And so I wanted to find a way. I love sports so much. I talked about how my parents let me play sports as a little kid and a lot of different things. So I was just thinking, you know what? I don't want to get rid of that. So I actually was deciding between becoming a basketball coach and becoming a journalist. And I didn't know if I wanted to be a print journalist. And at the time, newspapers are a little bit more popular, being magazine or newspaper, which would eventually translate to being just an online reporter that we have now, or if I wanted to go into TV. And so, but Medill School of Journalism is what I unbiasedly, or maybe more biasedly, like to consider as one of the best journalism schools in the country at Northwestern.
Thank you.
And so it was really easy to give that, you know, the schooling, the education. education, the opportunities, the networking. Someone, Brett Musburger, is another Northwestern grad. So we like to go Northwestern, Syracuse. You know, we have our alums, we have our prestige and tradition, and we like to kind of compare the journalism schools between the two schools. But it was easy to do once I hopped into that.
Yeah, no. When I was at UCLA, which isn't as famous for its broadcasting as Northwestern, but it has produced some pretty solid individuals in front of the camera. I was playing ball on the team. We had won a national championship, but I was also focused on kind of, you know, earning my chops a little bit. I took drama. You know, I took a couple of classes to learn how to do stuff in front of the camera, behind the camera. I took a journalism course. I kind of just, at the time, I was just thinking to myself, you know, hey, you're at UCLA, you're in LA, you might as well, because this is the type of town that if you got a little bit of, you know, anything, experience in anything, that you might get a shot at doing something. But which leads me to my question about your first shot. When you first got your first gig, working for a station or a newspaper or wherever it was, where was it? How old were you? And talk to me about that experience.
I would love to, because it's nothing really to write home about. it was the second smallest TV market in the country, and it was all the way up in Alpena, Michigan. So people who aren't familiar with Michigan, and actually even people who are familiar with Michigan, have no idea where Alpena, Michigan is. So it's up north. It's about 45 minutes south of Mackinac Bridge. I think some people have heard of that, and the Upper Peninsula. So it's just really, really far up north. And when I say it was the second smallest market in the country, for people who don't know, market size in the television market is based on population. So you've got New York and LA and Chicago as kind of your 1, 2, and 3 biggest markets. Alpena, Michigan was sitting, I think, at like 211, and they stopped counting at 213. and it was right above Glendive, Montana. I looked on the list to see where's Alpena. If Alpena isn't the smallest TV market, what is the smallest TV market? And the answer was Glendive, Montana. But I loved it, Chris, because I got to do a little bit of everything. And, you know, it very much was a grunt work kind of job. You know, you're working 12 to 14 hours because you have to do everything. You are your own camera person. You are your own editor. You are your own producer. You're your own reporter, an anchor, makeup person, you know, you name it. I remember several Friday nights where we would hop in a car and we would do this high school football show, and we would hop in a car and drive from high school to high school. And you had to pick up a camera, you put it on your shoulder back when, you know, the cameras were bigger, right, back then. And so you shoot your own high school football highlights, you get to the 3, 4 high schools, you come back to the station, you edit your own stuff. You're looking, you're like, okay, I got to make the 11 o'clock news. So it's like 10:45. You got to race into the bathroom and change because you were in sweats and jeans because you were just shooting your own highlights, right? and you run in there and you do your hair and makeup. You try to look presentable. And then you do the whatever it was, 20-minute, half-hour high school football show. And then you rinse and repeat and you do it again. And I got to cover things like the Brown Trout Festival, Alpena Community College. They were the Lumberjacks. That was nice. The nickname. Nice. You know, like 20 different high schools and stuff. And so like outdoor sports, you know, snowmobiling, all that. So things that non-traditional sports that I would never get a chance to do now. And it really got my foot in the door, which was the message that people gave me. Lisa, it's not where you start. It's where you finish. You just need a chance. You just need your foot in the door and then work hard and treat people the right way. And you'll carve your own path eventually.
No, that's amazing. I mean, there's a lot to be said for how people start and the surroundings, the atmosphere, and sort of, you know, what's presented in front of them. So you had to do a bunch of stuff on your own, and that taught you a skill set that's probably invaluable to you today. I mean, it makes things a lot easier. You're probably easy to work with because you understand the makeup person, you understand the camera person. I mean, you understand everybody. So you're probably easy to work with. I have to ask folks about that. No, I'm just joking. But that's dope.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I love the small town story. It's always ironic to me how so many of the biggest stories, some of our big stories and our big stars and people that have accomplished come from small towns and humble beginnings. There's definitely something to be said for that. Lisa, in 2017, you became the first female full-time play-by-play announcer for the Big Ten Network, college football. Talk about that experience. And I wanted to know, do you get into sort of the thing about being the first female in, you know, in the field of sports or doing something, or do you care about that? Or is it something that you wear with a badge of honor?
It's a great question, Chris. I understand why people talk about it. I understand why it's a headline anytime that nothing has been done before. It makes news. Me personally, when I say this, I don't embrace I embrace being a role model. Let me get that out of the way. But what I don't embrace are those adjectives, first and female, because I don't look at myself in that way. I look at myself as just an announcer. I mean, you know, when I sit next to your dad and I'm about to call a Bucks basketball game and I put on the headset, I'm not thinking, oh, I'm a female announcer. I'm putting on a headset thinking I'm an announcer. I'm an NBA announcer. And I'm thinking about what our storylines are. I'm thinking about matchups. I'm thinking about what Giannis is going to do that night, you know? And so it's the furthest thing from my mind. But in 2017, and that opportunity that you referenced with football, it was really the first time that I got a feeling of maybe the implications. I don't want to say heaviness, because I didn't feel like overloaded by it, but I felt the attention. And I felt a little bit more of the pressure. And what I really wanted to do was to be good enough that people would continue to hire women in some of those positions. And I've always said this, Chris, is that I cannot wait when you know, first of all, when we lose those adjectives, first and female. But when we watch a sports cast and we're listening and we're watching and we're not paying attention to the gender of the announcers, and I do it too. You know, if I'm listening to a men's game, whether it be basketball or football, baseball, soccer, you name it, and I hear a female announcer on it, I stop what I'm doing and I literally try to figure out who's the woman doing this game. And I think it happens across the country in many different households. But, you know, eventually, you know, maybe a female voice can be background noise on a men's game. And that's my dream, you know, that someday that happens, is that we're sitting here and we're doing work, we're on our phone, you know, looking at something, we got a game on in the background, and it doesn't matter. We have a female voice doing an NBA game or a college football game, and you know what, we're not trying to figure out who that female announcer is doing that game.
Yeah, that hopefully we'll get to that place sooner than later, but I do enjoy the background noise at times when that you reference, because when you hear a woman calling the game, there's always a perspective that you're introduced to. So you're getting a perspective that is shared, but it's also a different perspective. There's a little nuances in there. And so I enjoy it. I just know that our culture is a little weird about it. And I'm sure that I saw you talk about it a little bit, some of the things on social media that take place where there's really no place for, where people are saying, you know, things. But just so you know, we love hearing you. We love your voice. We love your insight and knowledge, especially the knowledge of the game. That's the part that I think that is the most impressive thing about it. It's the knowledge of the game. And it's like Doris does the same thing. Doris Burke. When you listen to Doris, it's like, okay, boom, you know, and you almost enjoy some of the takes a little bit more than some of the dudes, but that's another podcast. I've heard you talk about stuff. You said this many times, or not many times, but you've referenced this phrase. You said you got to do the grunt job to get the glory job. I want you to expand on that and just kind of talk about what that means, because that kind of resonated with me when I heard it the first time. Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes back to my first job. You know, I was making 14 when in Alpena, Michigan, Chris, and we talked about that job, and I was making $14,000 a year and working, you know, 12 to 14 hours a day. And I loved it. And that's when I realized I was doing the right thing, because I wasn't counting the dollars in my bank account, which wasn't very many. So it wouldn't have taken long to do that. You know, I wasn't paying attention to my watch and how many hours I was logged, because I just enjoyed the work. And, you know, I didn't just roll out of bed yesterday and say, you know what, I think it would be really cool to be an NBA play-by-play announcer today. Or, you know, like, no. You know, brushing my teeth in the morning and say, you know what I want to do? I want to call the Olympics or the World Cup or NCAA tournament. And I think we fall into that trap where we meet someone, you know, and the person standing in front of us, we forget that there's so much work that goes into the person who's standing in front of us, and so many hurdles and so many mountains to climb, and we all have them. And, you know, when I say grunt to glory job, I'm talking about that journey. And sometimes the space between grunt job and glory job could be a month or 5 months. Sometimes it could be a year. There's a story where for me, that space in between grunt job and glory job was 10 years. And my grunt job was Alpena, Michigan. And my glory job at the time was to be a sideline reporter for the men's NCAA tournament for CBS and Turner. And when I made my first ask, it was in 2007. And then when I finally got the first offer from CBS and Turner, it was 2017. And I asked every single year, Chris, and I got a no, 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 no. Year one, year two, year three, four, five, six, seven. I mean, all the way to year 10. The irony of that is I didn't even ask in year 10. I had given up because I had thought, you know what? I'm good. I'm getting some good opportunities. But that's my point, is that I think everyone should appreciate the journey that each person goes on. And we all have a grunt to glory job story, if we think about it.
Yes. How do you stay locked in through all the no's, Lisa? How did you stay focused, you know, on continuing to knock on those doors year after year. They tell you, no. What drove you? What motivated you, inspired you to keep trying?
I think that's the athlete in me, quite honestly. You know, like it's the stubborn little, you know, blonde point guard who's trying to, you know, work her way through a game and trying to figure out everything. And that was me, you know. I'm a stubborn person. I'm a determined person. And I decided to not get bitter. I decided to get better. And it's one of the hardest lessons that you can learn. But as a former athlete, you learn to be coached, right? You learn to be told you're not good enough here. You need to improve here. And it's probably one of the, everyone asks like, well, what's the value of translating your athletic background to your professional background? Is I want to know where I need to improve on. I want to know where I can get better. Sometimes I want you to tell me, no, not yet, you know, and then I'll figure out how to get to that point. And so those are the lessons that you learn. You don't get bitter, you get better. And you might not always agree with the no's, and you might not always agree with the evaluation that the person is telling you, but there's something there. I guarantee you there is something there with that no coming from that person that you can learn from and you can use, and it can make you a better person and a better professional.
Yeah, that's a very constructive way of taking criticism or taking a no, you know what I mean? Because sometimes the no's could break a person. It could really take away your love of something. And, you know, if you're constantly told no, so no, that's great advice. That's great advice. What, when you got to the NBA, was it everything that you thought it was gonna be?
Covering it on a day-to-day basis, I wasn't sure what that image was going to look like. You know, I grew up, as you mentioned, I grew up a Michael Jordan fan. I grew up a Bad Boys fan. I grew up in the state of Michigan. So watch
this. How can you be a Jordan fan and a Bad Boys fan at the same time, Lisa? How is that possible?
I was a little screwed up. I was a little messed up, but I always wanted MJ to get, you know, 40 and the Pistons to win. So
absolutely.
I navigated through that world in that way. And so it's just, you know, I love the sports, right? I love that aspect of it, but you know, it's just, it's figuring out, early kind of like what you want to do, right? And finding your passion and working your way through it. And then just kind of making the most of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there anything about when you got to the NBA, was there anything about the NBA that might have surprised you covering it from day to day? Were you surprised by anything with the players as far as their ability, seeing it up close and personal? Obviously, you've been watching the game for a long time.
You know, I would pay attention a lot, and a lot of basketball people pay attention to the playoffs, right? And you really find an NBA fan when they pay attention in November and December and January. So my biggest question was my passion going to be there November, December, January? It'd be easy once you get February, March, April, as you're navigating towards the end of the NBA season. So that was my biggest question, night in and night out. When they're throwing out lineups that are unique, let's say, you know, and maybe, you know, managing minutes, right, of some of the best players, and you're not getting sometimes the best matchups, right, in December or January or whatever, was I still going to enjoy it? And the answer is yes. I mean, you get, you know, some of the best seats in the house, and to watch the best players and the best athletes in the world. And as a basketball person, as a pure basketball person, there is nothing better. There's no job that is better than that.
Absolutely not.
They take care of us, you know, like we travel with the team. So I have no complaints about where we stay and how we fly. And the only thing that I have to make sure I'm doing is making that bus on time that goes to the arena or
is that the second bus, the first bus or the second bus?
Well, I'm always first bus. I love getting there early. Okay. your father's would be like the fifth bus. Even though there's three buses available, he would be on bus five. He could help it show up like 5 minutes before we have to go.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But here's the deal. He's first in line for the food post game.
Oh, you know what time it is. He's a Johnson. He's a Johnson. He knows what's up. Come on.
He's the last on the court to arrive in the pregame, but the first in line for post game dinner.
Absolutely. Oh, that's funny. That's so funny.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Giannis, I wanted to get your perspective on Giannis because I feel like he's one of the greatest basketball players I've ever seen play the game. Do you share this sentiment? Is it too early to call him that? Where are you at with him in his historical standing already?
I mean, he's 27 years old. He's going on 28, and he's a two-time league MVP. He's an NBA champion. He's an all-defensive player. You name it. He just did in the last season, he just had four straight seasons of averaging 25 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, 5 or more assists. No other NBA player has done that. And here's the deal. He's at 27 going to 28. So this is the sweet spot part of his career. We've seen so many athletes and basketball players in general, you know, I think from maybe ages 27 to maybe 33, really kind of step their level up. And I think He's the one guy where you tell him you can't make a free throw, Giannis. What's he going to do? He's going to work on his free throw. You can't. You know, all you are is a driver and a dunker, Giannis. So what's he going to do? He's going to work on his mid-range game. He's going to work on his three-point game. He's going to do all of that. He has, and here's the other thing. So I have two favorite Giannis moments from year one of calling the Bucks, and I'll tell you what they are. And it had nothing to do with setting the all-time Bucks scoring record, which a lot of people think, oh, it was, you know, against the Nets when he, you know, surpassed Kareem. It wasn't that. So there was a game January 1st against the Pelicans, and he had a triple-double. So he gets, you know, everybody needs that last 10th assist to get your triple-double. That's the last stat you're usually chasing. So he passed it off. I think it was to Connaughton and Pat Connaughton, his three-pointer. And so now he has his triple-double. So then the next time down the court, he doesn't have to worry about passing it off. He's like, this is my time. So he dribbles across midcourt, pulls up, and just drills a three. And it was at five serve form. And the place goes nuts. And he starts walking back like this. People are listening to this and they can't see what I'm doing. Like, I'm kind of waving my arms back, you know, he's like sauntering back like this.
Yeah.
And my call was, you know, this is his night. This is his year. And that was one of my favorite moments for Giannis, was because I realized in that moment when he's flaring his arms and he's walking back, like, I'm Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, but it was the joy. So number one, it's the joy that he shows that he never takes for granted with this game. You know, he's always going to be that 7-year-old or 8-year-old kid growing up, and he will never lose that passion. He's a multimillionaire and one of the best, if not eventually the best, to ever play the game. And he still has that joy. That's number one. Number two, hang with me, Chris. Number two is his awareness of the game. He scored 50 points against the Pacers in February, and he was sitting on 48 points, did a little like step back move from the wing, knocked down the jumper. And you know what he did? He went 5-0 with his hands, and he did it to the camera. He knew where the camera was.
Yeah.
And just subtly, as he's running back, went 5-0. He knew the meaning of that shot. He knew where the camera was. It's just his IQ, his awareness. So number one, the joy. And number two, that IQ and awareness that is, in my opinion, going to set him apart.
Absolutely. I mean, when you saw him this summer in Greece and just how that joy, love for the game, just kind of with his rubbed off on his teammates. And he's like, you know, the jokester behind the scenes. He's picking up, hugging the coach. I mean, he's doing all kind of crazy stuff, but it makes you just fall in love with the guy. I mean, there's nothing about Giannis that I don't love. I can't wait to hear him talk at a press conference, because he's going to come with a joke. He's going to say something funny. It's going to be like an old school dad joke, but it's going to be funny. And that's the thing I love about him, is that old soul. The Bucks. Can Giannis lead this year's Milwaukee Bucks to the title?
He tried his hardest to do it in that Celtics playoff series last year, right? When Chris Middleton is hurt. I mean, he was – I just remember the image of the cameras finding him when they finally realized in game 7, Bucks aren't going to come back. And he just was – he's sitting on the bench, and he was exhausted. He had given everything he could. And it's still – the Bucks still fell short. So as good as Giannis is – he's going to need a healthy team around him. And I think he needs all of the big three. You know, we saw if you lose one of the big three, they're just not, the same team.
Yeah.
And so they need all three of those guys, and Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton and Giannis, to be healthy, to even begin that conversation. Their defense needs to get better. And I think we're seeing at the early part of this season, some of the early 3-point opponent defensive adjustments that Bud and his staff are trying to make, but that needs to get better. And so do they have the talent? Absolutely. Do they have the health? I don't know yet. You know, we haven't seen Chris Middleton yet return. You know, now he's got a new wrist injury from that knee injury that forced him to miss the playoffs last year. So health is number one. They have the talent, but they have to get healthy. Joe Ingles is going to be an important equation, in my opinion. I love what the sports performance staff did last year with Brooke Lopez. And they had a very systematic with his back surgery. So they had a very systematic timeline of when he would return. You know, they were targeting February, March, and they hit that target. And when he came back, only played what, like 13 games. But when he came back, it was so impressive to me. It was almost like he hadn't missed a beat, you know, especially in those first few games back. And he was such an integral part. And I feel like the timeline for Joe Ingles is going to be in a somewhat similar way. The sports performance team is going to get him back. They wouldn't have brought him in if they didn't see that health was going to be there. He's going to be a key component because we realized the wing depth wasn't there when we lost Chris. And so he's going to provide a little bit more of that wing depth as a shooter, as a creator, even with his size. So I think he can be a really key component that we won't even see until maybe January or February of this year.
Yeah.
Or next year,
you'd say. Yeah. Looking forward to listening to you and my dad on the calls this year with the Bucks. You guys do an amazing job.
You listen to every game, Chris?
I try to. I try to listen to every game.
We got to give you more of a shout out then.
I know, right? Well, he never shouts me out, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm used to it by now.
He talked about his daughter the other day.
Yeah, she's a baller. So, you know.
He is a baller.
She's like 6'1". She's like a mini KD.
Yeah. She's gonna be good. And she works hard too.
Yeah, she loves the game as well. She's obsessed with it. She's looking up stuff on YouTube, watching old players. You know, anytime you watch looking at video old players from back in the 80s and stuff, and you're a 13-year-old today, you love the game because you know they're
she's got her daddy's heart with that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Lisa, I wanted you to leave us with just a piece of advice for young broadcasters, men and women, boys and girls that are coming up that aspire to be in your shoes one day. Centered around this phrase that you use, shaping the moment versus being the moment. What does that mean? And what type of advice would you give to broadcasters coming up to use that sort of as, you know, something that they should listen to?
Well, I use that phrase really to describe my job as a play-by-play. You know, everyone says, Hotley, what's your style? What do you try to do? And that was my answer, is I tried to help shape the moment and not be the moment. And so that is meaning, you know, add your own style and your personality to it, but know that there's a lot of other people too that go into that. And you're not the most important person that's going into that moment. So that's where that phrase comes from. And my advice would be to people who are thinking, you know, how do I get in this business or what do? I have all these dreams and goals. And I think it's, you know, dream big, right? But understand that there's the small steps to get to that big dream sometimes, and be willing to do it no matter how much you're getting paid, no matter how many hours you're working. And we've talked about getting the no's. So don't let, this may be the most important piece of advice, don't let someone else's no be your no. And that's really important. Let me say that again. Don't let someone else's no be your no. Might be someone else's no for you at the time, but it doesn't have to be your no for eternity. You know, you define your own road to success. You define the stops that you say yes or no to along the way, and you define what your dreams are. So don't ever let anyone tell you that your dreams are too big or you can't accomplish those, because it is your life. It is your world. And you get a chance to kind of shape that in and around everybody else's world.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today. I know you got to catch a flight. I appreciate you spending some time with KJ Live. I think everybody's going to really love hearing your perspective on a lot of things and finding a little bit about you.
This was a lot of fun, KJ. I really enjoyed it. I'm happy that you asked me on. And I'm a big Johnson fan. So with the family. So it was an honor to be on.
We're fans of yours as well.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Byington.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.